The Celtic and Americana sounds of Switchback will be on display Sunday as the music duo returns to Bloomington Normal for a St. Patrick's Day themed performance at the BCPA. When the band was in the middle of several Central Illinois performances in 2014, GLT's Bruce Bergethon caught up with two members of Switchback for GLT's Sound Ideas.
A man born by the sea.
Switchback makes a lot of sound, but the core of the group is just two guys, bassist and tenor singer Marty McCormick and Brian Fitzgerald, who sings and plays both guitar and mandolin. They describe their music as American roots and Celtic soul, a deliberately vague and wide territory they've been exploring together since the early 1990s. Both grew up in musical settings, Fitzgerald in his family's legendary folk club in Berwyn, and McCormick in a family group. They met in the late 80s.
We were both performing in a place called Dirty Nellie's, which is a Irish pub in the Chicago area. It was like a southwest suburb in Palatine. And Marty's group went on first. It was a family group. They were a singing group, and they were doing like Celtic favorites, you know. The group that I was with, it was called Cuz and Friends. It was Cuz Tehan. He was a concertina player, a composer from Kerry, right?
Right. County Kerry.
County Kerry. And I think he'd been in the States for at least 20 years. I don't know when he migrated over here, but he was pretty well established in the Chicago area and kind of a well-liked composer of hornpipes and jigs and reels. He had his own book out, you know. So he and I Maida Sugru, who was like a singer, an Irish singer who played violin, and then we had Mary McDonough on fiddle. We were the second act after Marty's group, you know, and so Marty and I were talking before any of us started playing. Struck up a nice conversation, and the next thing I know, Marty was inviting me up to perform with his family before I went on with Cuz Tehan. And then we later met in Milwaukee, and we drafted Marty up on stage that night, and he blew him away with his Irish tenor, and we knew we needed to get him into the group after that. So
that was pretty straight-ahead traditional Irish music?
Yeah.
Yeah, the beginning of it. We definitely, not only Cuz Tehan taught us, but there was a bunch of Chicago musicians that had come directly over from Ireland. And in turn had been taught by like the traveling musicians over there that, you know, for room and board would teach your child to play music. Really the old country kind of thing. So we were very lucky. We kind of caught that last generation, you know, to have that as our teacher.
I recognize the sacrifice getting me here today. Now it's time for moving on, time to fly away. I recall since I was small, you did your honest best. That was then, this is now, it's crowded in the nest. Must accept the sorrow, the lesson learned. The Father keeps me warm. Is the fire that burns.
What is your local scene? Are you Chicago musicians?
That's a great question. Yeah, we're a Midwestern band. We have a brick and mortar, you know, a place that takes our mail in Indiana. Brian lives in Iowa. I live in Chicago. Our media person's up in Traverse City, Michigan. Our operation is spread, you know, firmly in the Midwest, and we're very proud of that.
Now, you've worked on several recordings, including, I think is your latest, Kanoka, with the legendary Lloyd Maines. He is legendary not only as the father of the Dixie Chicks, Natalie Maines, but as a producer of folks like Terry Allen, Robert Earl Keen, and Joe Ely. Now, all those people are just as quintessentially Texan as Lloyd Maines is. So I'm wondering, as Midwesterners, what is the common ground between you and that guy from Lubbock?
Oh, great question.
Yeah, I mean, Marty, I think when we were introduced to Lloyd through a friend of Lloyd, he asked for our material. We sent him 20 songs on a cassette, and he whittled it down to what he thought would be a good album, and came up for an entire week and worked with us, and it was a thrill. It really was.
And then continued on from there, you know. I think Lloyd is one of these guys, he's just got a great ear for music, period, you know. And
when he completed the Americana album, what does he say? But the next album, he wants it to be a pure Celtic album. No, this is from coming from a Texan, and this sort of surprised us, but he really wanted to produce a Celtic album for us. So, you know, it's an unusual thing, but we went along with it.
and all those musicians you mentioned, Bruce, like Joe Ely and, you know, Robert Earl Keane and, you know, Terry Allen. I mean, the one thing that they have in common with us is that they're all kind of the same kind of troubadour kind of performers, you know. They tell a lot of stories with their songs and such. And, I mean, that might be one common denominator. And all at one time or another, we've been lucky to see them perform, you know. So it's the Texas influence on us, of course, is definitely there.
Pretty profound, yeah.
Your latest release, Kanoka, is probably the most country-sounding recording of the ones I've heard.
Yeah.
Is that a direction that you're looking to explore, or is that just kind of another stop on the highway?
We consider ourselves an Americana band, and, you know, Americana music takes in a lot of different forms. It definitely can swing country, or it can swing folk, or swing rock. You know, it just the songs kind of dictate the direction, is what we always say. And thematically, that was, you know, we wanted to kind of concentrate on the high plains of Kansas, and an area where we play quite a bit. And so, for whatever reason, it just, I guess Lloyd's pedal steel set the tone. It just, you know, it came out country.
Calling me home. Speak the tears spilling over my smile.
I looked up the definition of switchback. The Merriam-Webster definition is a road, trail, or section of railroad tracks that has many sharp turns for climbing a steep hill.
Yeah.
Did you look that up, or did you know that?
Yeah, we knew the definition, because it popped out of a book. Norman MacLean's, the guy that wrote River Runs Through It, used the word in another short novel.
With the Ranger?
The Ranger, the Cook, and the Hole in the Sky.
Right.
It's about the early days of the National Park System, and these guys were up in the mountains of Wyoming, and they were talking about the sharp turns on the switchbacks with these mules loaded with perfectly balanced loads because of that reason, you know. But I think we both liked the fact that it didn't say too much, but it was a neat word, and it was not an overused word, you know.
And later on, did it become a perfect metaphor for our music career?
Yeah, it really did.
Kind of slowly climbing up the mountain, an overnight success that's going to take, you know, 30 years or something like that to arrive. And it's really been kind of a switchback trail, you know. So switchback's been a good name for that reason.
And I know you've played in small places and places with, you know, 15,000 people. How do you actually calibrate shows for the different kinds of venues?
Well, you're talking about sizing up an audience a little bit, aren't you, when you're talking about that? You know, when we're playing, like, for instance, when we're playing that beer drinking event, it might require a certain digging into a certain part of our repertoire.
Beer drinking event. Brugala.
Are there any drinking songs in the Celtic tradition?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, that's the sad thing about it. You know, it's the Swedes have them all.
You know, it's fun for us to play the eclectic kind of show, because it really is fun to dip into different things. It makes it more interesting.
And I think, you know, it's to add on to what Brian's saying, you know, we do size up the audience. We size up what kind of show we want to do. We're first and foremost performers, so it comes pretty naturally to us to make a very special event, you know, for whatever occasion we have. You know, that's they're different, you know, they're different kind of events, but we're capable of doing them all, and we enjoy them all. We like the challenge of which each one brings. You know, a smaller event sometimes can be much more challenging than a larger one. Calls for that much more interaction at times, and your audience might talk back to you and ask you questions, and they could be 5 years old or 85 years old.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in all of those different contexts, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk a little bit about the mystery that is Switchback.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. We appreciate your support for live music.
And we hope folks listening to this will come on out and check us out. We're very proud of our Central Illinois connections. We've been making an effort to play a lot more in that part of the state.
Well, thanks, Brian. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Weighing up, she rises. Weighing up, she rises, her line the mold. What shall we do with the drunken sailor?
What shall we do with the drunken sailor?
What shall we do with the drunken sailor? Her line the mold. Put him in a longboat.
Brian Fitzgerald and Marty McCormick are the group called Switchback. More information about the group's performances and recordings is at waygoodmusic.com. For GLT, I'm Bruce Bergathon.
Members of Switchback speaking with Bruce Bergathon. In 2014, Switchback plays the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts Sunday at 2 p.m. in a St. Patrick's Day themed event, complete with a pre-show lunch of corned beef and cabbage and other Irish fare. WGLT.org is where to go if you want more of sound ideas, including today's episode provided by Bruce Bergathon and Willis Kern. Click the Sound Ideas tab at WGLT.org and find a collection of recent interviews, stories, and your favorite segments. Sound Ideas is edited by Taylor Bauer. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal.